It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandal. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, it is tea time. And it is the year of Lizzo. I'll tell you what, she was honored by Time Magazine, just named Entertainer of the Year.
I was so excited about all the women in 2019. Being a black woman is popping, but like right now in mainstream culture, like we're finally getting a little bit more respect and getting our due. I've always been singing about the same. I just think that people were ready to hear it, and they're also ready to receive it from someone like me. So to be one of those women out there speaking up for us is really incredible, and being heard.
She is looking stunning on the cover. Make sure to check it out. She also, by the way, has 8 Grammy nominations. So you go, girl. Such an inspiration. Moving on to Kevin Hart. After that horrific car accident, he says he's about 65 to 75% back physically, and something just woke up.
When you're in a hospital, you forget. Like, you don't think about it. You know, of course, because you don't have any movement. Like, literally, I couldn't do anything. So the last thing you're thinking about is your package and what's going on. But then I'm in the hospital for like 9 days, and we got out, and I was just laying in the bed, and one day I just got happy. I was like, oh, there it is. Oh! Like, literally, you forgot. You're not even thinking about it. But when it happened, I called my wife. I was like, hey, you might want to get in here. We got to do something about this.
I just love him. He also says the main goal during physical therapy was to wipe his own booty. So he's accomplished that. Yay. Moving on to some shady antics. R. Kelly's ex, Asante McGee, went on with Dr. Oz, the Dr. Oz show, saying that she went to his home to be personally trained to do things that he likes.
Even before moving to the house, one of the earlier things that he showed me, maybe like a month before moving to the house, he introduced me to the trainer.
The trainer?
Yes. The trainer, I was told she's someone to teach me how to please him. So basically, she would give me instructions sexually, how to please him, what he liked and what he didn't like. And so when we got to the home, it was me, the trainer, and Azrael there. We was together. We arrived at the house. He showed us the bedrooms and everything. And from that moment, that's when he just, you know, started giving me the rules every day. Because I remember having to go to the bathroom, to the kitchen, wherever. You had to knock on.
He is such a freak. So that's a little look inside the twisted world of R. Kelly. Moving on to a delightful little lady, Kelly Ripa. She is admitting, yes, she has had plastic surgery, but not where you think, on her earlobes.
So see these holes up here? These were my ear holes that tore all the way through.
No.
And so I had to go to a plastic surgeon. My two earlobes are now very different. This one was worse, so he had to, there's a piece of my earlobe that's not there just because he had to sew it together, and it was so, this one really recovered very nicely. Well, this one just was way worse. The damage was worse. So I've got two different earlobes.
And that happens a lot because us ladies, when we wear a heavy ear, they can tear pretty easily. A lot of people have made a few trips to the old Claire's to fix their earlobe holes. So very interesting. Okay, here's the deal. We have your chance to win your way to Maroon 5. And not only that, you could qualify also to fly away to an amazing destination to see them as well. We're going to play Catchphrase Holiday Edition. So if you want to, 833-563-2539. Get in on the action. We'll play that coming up. It's Joe McKinsey on Radio Now.